We're visiting with Chase County head football coach Brody Vandegrift on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, your football team coming off a tough loss on Friday night. You went up against Madison. You knew it was going to be a challenging game, and unfortunately, Madison just scored a few more points than you did. Looking back at the game, though, what kind of stands out about your team's play?
Well, I thought we played physical. I thought we played well. We executed our game plan the way we needed to. Down the stretch, we struggled to tackle in the hole, and then a couple didn't take advantage of an onside kick that we recovered, and we didn't and then we gave one up right after that. So a couple of different things there changes possession times, and it's a different ball game.
And I know it boils down to who wins and who losses, but it had to be encouraging to see the start that your ball club got off to.
Yeah, I mean we've seen us play well throughout the season, and so as we got to this game, it was nice to see us come out, execute, and be focused the way we were. I thought, up to this point, it was probably the best game we had played and put together.
We're visiting with Chase County head football coach Brody Vandegrift on the Area Coach's Corner. And I know it's disappointing to lose a game, but the positive to it is you've played a really good football team. Now and your players kind of have an idea of what it's going to take to advance as you get closer and into postseason play, and that game doesn't knock you out of the postseason yet.
No, and that's what I told them. I told them this wasn't our Super Bowl. This game had a lot to do with our district. It has some playoff partitions to it. But the other side of it is that we're a good football team too, and the things we've done so far this year and the things we put together over the past couple of years is really starting to show as our program's coming around.
You have Udall coming up on Friday night. What challenges do you see Udall giving your football team?
Udall's got some speed, and they've got some different things. So we're just going to have to, play smart football. We've got to do better. We've got to do a better job of tackling in the secondary, and that's our big focus for this week. Is going to be tackling and squeezing down gaps and eight guys to the football. So, we just have to get better in all aspects of the game and make sure we take care of business.
And as you mentioned already, it's good to know that you've seen what your team is capable of doing. They've seen some good competition so far, and the next thing is to just step up the play another notch.
Yep, and that's what's left. I mean, we've just got to continue to get better every week. We got two more guaranteed weeks, and then it's time for playoffs. And, if we're not getting better throughout that time period, then, we're going to be done. So, the guys don't want to be there, and I don't want to be there, so it's time to go to work.
Coach Vandegrift, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Have a great week of practice. Good luck on Friday night against Udall, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Thanks, Greg.
That's Chase County head football coach Brody Vandegrift on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Griffin Real Estate, Citizens State Bank, and by Kansas Graphics on KVOE, live and local.